Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good afternoon and good evening, and welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Mexico, all across Europe and Africa. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can join us live. Join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, right on Facebook, and interact with the guests that I bring on the show. I want you to subscribe wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, and we are available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, and the Google Play Music app. Wherever you are comfortable listening to podcasts, please subscribe and never miss an episode. And we're back.
Here we go.
We are back. Robert, are you with me?
I'm with you. Glad to be back.
That was super crazy. Lost internet for a second, but hey, that's what happens when you're dealing with technology. So as I was saying, On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my guest for today, Robert Owens. Robert, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Hey, Sean. Great to be with you. Glad to be with your audience and look forward to talking.
Man, I am super excited to have you on the show for a couple different reasons. But I think the most important reason is you're doing something that not a lot of people are doing or have done in life in general or at the age that you're at. I mean, I was blown away by your story when we met back in New York City at the new at the publicity summit, National Publicity Summit.
Right.
Holy smokes. I was like, how could I not have you on the show? Like, that's amazing. So
now listen.
Yeah,
all the listeners, it's not that big a deal.
To me, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. But I think what it is, am I going to be that way, you know, when I get older? You know, I look at some of my family members, I look at some of my friends, I look at, like, am I going to be able to do that? And so incredible the things that you've accomplished, and I can't wait to get into it. But also, being that you are an Air Force veteran, and I'm serving in the Air Force, just makes it that much sweeter to have you on the show.
It's a sweet thing. And when we both connected with our Air Force stuff or our veteran stuff, it was great. So I'm glad to have served years ago as a pararescueman. And it's fun to now be helping and being back at Lackland and different places working with our military.
Yep, absolutely. So the title of this episode is Leadership for Changing Times with speaker and leadership expert Robert Owens. As an international speaker and coach on leadership and management development, and a mediator and crisis coach, Robert Owens has lectured in over 30 nations. Clients have been as diverse as Navy SEALs, NFL, the Philippines Joint Chiefs of Staff. Robert completed 12 Ironman triathlons and is one of only a handful of remaining Ironmen that finished both the original Honolulu Ironman course in 1980 and Ironman World Championships in Kona. Robert has a reputation in the business and corporate world as a problem solver. He was first approached for assistance immediately following service as a U.S. Air Force pararescueman. He's since been hired to mentor and work with an array of business leaders, management teams, and employee groups to increase their skills and become better leaders. In 2017 and 2018, just to name a few, he did the 300 of Sparta, 8-day, 238-mile run-climb trek from Sparta to Thermopylae in Greece. Became the oldest finisher ever in SEAL Fit's Navy SEAL Kokoro 50-hour nonstop Hell Week Challenge. He finished his 12th Ironman, and he finished the World Marathon Challenge, which is known as the 777. 7 marathons, 7 days, 7 continents. Holy smokes. He's written the publications for following publications, Washington Post, Health Magazine, Triathlete Magazine. The guy's everywhere, and he's been on Spartan Games podcast and SEAL Fit podcast. His website, RobertHamiltonOwens.com. Go to Facebook, go to LinkedIn. The links are right there in the show notes. Connect with him. He is absolutely mesmerizing and inspiring in what he's doing. So after reading all that, man, I got to know, what is your why? Why do the Ironmans, why do you do what you do?
You know, my why is that I want to see at my age, which is 67, if I'm still able to get older and stronger at the same time as a senior. And many times seniors get written off as your day's over, move over. However, I think that the 65 today is the 45 of 20, 30 years ago. And I think that we're still in the game. And as much as I'm willing to clap for all the young guys, I want to say, hey, we're still in the game. Don't be so quickly to push us over. But the other thing is, my why, it comes back, and you're going to say, when did I have my why moment? When I was in high school, I was an average everything. I was on a swimming team, water polo team, where we had all Americans, Olympians. My coach was an Olympic coach, and I was an average guy. And my coach said to me, my water polo coach, who ended up being the U.S. Olympic coach, John Urbanchek, who's in the Olympic Hall of Fame, he said to me, hey, Robert, you're not as smart as these guys, but you can outwork them. Outwork talent. You can outwork talent. And so at 15 and a half, the lifeguard department at San Clemente only hired 16 and above. And I was a sophomore in high school at 15 and a half. I was too young to be a lifeguard. And I said, I'd like to try out anyway, just to see how I'll do in the next year. So I said to my coach, I'm going to try to outwork these better UCI, UCLA, USC, San Diego State swimmers, because I was a surf guy, ocean guy, and they were pool swimmers. And I thought, if I study the course, like my coach said, study, be smart, work on a strategy, research. If you'll do that, let's see how you do. And so the morning of the lifeguard tryouts, I'm 5'9", maybe 150 pounds. I'm a small guy. I won't shave for another 4 years. I go down there after studying and working out this whole thing, and I race against the collegiate guys, the other high school guys, for 10 open spots to get a lifeguard tryout at the beach at San Clemente down in Southern California. And
wow,
that morning I got two firsts and a third out of three events. Two firsts and a third. And they said to me, how in the world did you smoke all those other much better swimmers than you? And I said, my coach told me to outwork and outsmart talent. And so from that point on, I knew that I may not be the smartest guy in the world or the handsomest guy in the world or the buffest guy in the world, but if I'll study and if I'll research and if I strategize, I can be more than I think I can be. And so when I went into pararescue, it was the same thing. We had lifeguards who were reservists, pararescuers. Guys, and so I said, what do you think? And they said, you know, Owens, you ought to be a pararescue guy. And I thought, well, how do I do that? I'm average again. And they said, you know, we'll only graduate 10 to 15 guys out of 150. But if you'll work out and focus and get your why squared away, your why being, are you willing to have a why that says I would rather – work out and say goodbye to all my friends and say goodbye to partying and say goodbye to chicks and say goodbye to everything to focus on this one thing. And that is, I'm scared to death of not making it. And I said goodbye to my social world, everything. And I focused and I studied. And so that when I went into the Air Force to be a pararescueman, not only did I make the cut, but I was in the class of seven that graduated and they made me team leader. And
oh, wow.
They said to me, what's the deal with you? And I said, because I wouldn't talk and I was always quiet and all this stuff. And I said, hey, I'm just trying to keep my head down and stay in the game. Don't want to foul out. And they go, you have more potential in you than you have any idea. And I said, I do. And they said, you do. You've got a ton of potential. And at that point, I graduated from high school with a 2.0. And I thought I was stupid. A lot of things. When you're raised by a Mensa, my dad was Phi Beta Kappa. Stanford undergrad and grad, never got a B in his life. And when you're raised in a really smart home, I'm an adopted kid. I got plugged into this really smart home. I just caved. I didn't think I was very smart. And so in the Air Force, they said, you're smart and you're gifted and you're sitting on your talent and you need to let people bring it out. So my why today is I work with young people and I do what Mark Divine teaches or we all talk about, which is the 20X principle, meaning that there's 20 times more potential in us, all of you 25 to 35, 40-year-olds out there listening to me, there is 20 times more potential in you than you've ever allowed someone to pull out of you. And my mission is to let you know that you can do more than you think, you can be more than you think, that there's more, but you've got to put yourself in a place of uncomfortability because everything you dream for is outside your comfort zone. And most people would rather have an old enemy than a new friend because they know the lay of the land. But everything that you dream about and everything that you want is outside the realm of where you're living today. And if you'll get a mentor, if you'll get a coach and say to them, will you bring my talent out of me? And they'll say it'll be painful. It'll be relationally painful, emotionally painful, socially painful, financially painful. If you want me to bring this talent out of you, we're going to take you places that you don't know that you really want to go. But if you do, you'll see that there's another person in you. And so, like, I got on these two boys' cases. They were two nice guys. They were just being normal. And I said to them, what are you doing driving pickup trucks and doing heating and air conditioning? And they would get off our case, man. We're nice guys. We're not running around getting laid. We're not drunk. We're not in jail. We're normal guys. We're good guys. What's the problem? Get off our case. I said, no, you're smart, and you're too lazy to use your brain. And they looked at me like, what are you talking about? And today, both those guys are doctors. And they said to me, nobody's ever spoken to me like that. And I said, well, nobody ever spoke to me like that either until they spoke to me like that. Impacted my life that I see kids now, anybody I call a kid, you know, 50 and below, they can do things, but they sit on their talent and they don't want to pay the price to hire a coach or find a coach or a mentor. And if you're over 50, then my experiment is that 20X principle still inside over 50-year-old? Meaning, is there still 20 times more potential in me and in us? We're not getting ready to retire. It's still there. And so I wanted to do that experiment, which was I want to go do that Navy SEAL Hell Week that no one's ever done at my age, who they all told me I was too old to do it. And I said, I have it in my heart from when I was in my 20s. Can I go back and become older and stronger again and pull off this thing instead of write myself off that I just have to clap for others? And so I trained for 3 years and became the oldest guy to ever survive Mark Divine. And he shook his head and said, wow, dude. And I went, right. I just didn't know that at 65, that capability was still in me. But I, like all my age group, said, you know, just cruise. Put on autopilot. You paid your dues. Relax. Ski, surf, whatever you're going to do. But you don't have to do this anymore. And I want to tell people and encourage groups, there's more in you than you know. And it just needs some encouragement for it to come out. How's that? I think we lost connection. Okay. Are you there? Can't hear you? I'm here if you are there. Talking? Anybody home? It was fun while it lasted, Sean. What do you think? Anybody home? Let me try again. I'll hang up and call again.
All right, and we're back. Sorry about that, folks. Internet's getting a little crazy today. So we're going to get Robert right here. And
here we go.
Again, man, we're on an Air Force base. I'm on an Air Force base right now, and this internet is being really crazy because there's some storms that are going on.
Maybe you're near Area 51 and there's things happening. So.
Right. Right. So you were talking about the guys just shaking their head like, how is that possible? The guys that were there were like, how is that even possible?
What's really nice is that the PJ Commandant, Josh Smith from Lackland, overseeing the PJ Pararescue and Special Ops Program, he flew out and he came to the 50-hour nonstop event. A, he wanted to see what they did. I asked Mark if Josh could come. And then B, he wanted to see me. I'm the only Air Force guy that's ever tried to smoke these Navy SEALs and hang with them. And so, and especially at my age, like, this is really a long shot, you know. Anyway, he was there. He just hugged me and he said, "Owen," real nice. He goes, "Owen, you're a beast." And I said, "No, I just didn't want to be a PJ that would let you down in front of these Navy guys." And so,
Boy.
Yeah, we had a great talking. But it was fun to get around for 3 years young people,
mm-hmm.
get rid of my age group, get around young people.
Sure.
And listen to them and follow them and then ask for help from guys who had been through this Kokoro experience and just shut up and act like I don't know anything. They said, Kokoro loves to eat Iron Men. We have never had an Iron Man finish this thing ever, you know, first
wow.
time out. And I said, well, that makes me feel real good. And so they said, you better not try to be an Iron Man because they're going to eat your lunch. And I said, well, then tell me what I have to train for. And so from all the body weight stuff, all the CrossFit stuff, you know, I just said, I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to be humble. I'm going to do what they do. I'm going to puke, but I'm going to see if my body will again come back into the kind of shape that I need for it to be to survive 50 straight hours. And, you know, it was just bizarre because it worked. I mean, and what Mark said was, how many of you guys at the end of the 50 hours could go another day with me nonstop? Of 24.
Mm-hmm.
And we all looked at each other and said, all of us could do it as a whole class. And he said, and what does that say to you? And that says that time is irrelevant. Meaning, once you're miserable in the first hour, it's the same miserableness us in 20 hours and 30 hours and 40 hours and 50 hours. You just have to learn to have mental toughness to do micro goals and positive self-talk. Get your breathing down and stay in the game and don't panic, and you can do far more than you think. And he said, what we wanted to show you, like we show our Navy SEAL candidates at 5 days, Sunday night at 5 o'clock till Friday night at 5, is that they're capable of doing more because we want to build confidence in them that when the pressure comes, there's more in them than they know. And we have to demonstrate it and bring it out of them. And everybody just looked. We had plastic surgeons in this group. We had real estate brokers. We had hedge fund guys. We had carpenters. You know, we had 35 guys start, 15 finished. And there was not one type of personality or gifting in the group, but everyone looked at each other with our diversity and said, wow, you know, we can do more than we've ever thought. And that's what we try to tell kids. You can handle pressure. You can go through things. You can make it through disabled children. You can make it through issues. You just don't know you can. The same pressure that makes one couple blows up another couple. The same pressure that makes one guy causes another guy to implode, because you don't really know who somebody is until you see them under pressure. And so we in special ops, we want to put guys under pressure because they need to know who they are when that pressure comes, because they're going to have to make decisions to make leadership decisions for their men.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, we know who you are when you're normal, and you know who you are when you're normal, but you don't know who you are when you're out of your mind. And we need you to be out of your mind so that we can study you to see if you can make leadership decisions, or you go into self-centeredness, my butt, you know, I'm going to cover my butt. And so we need to discover who you are, and you need to do that. Therefore, we need to take you into the zone that will make you or break you, but it will reveal who really is inside you. And every one of us from, as I say, the plastic surgeon, the head fungi, everyone just looked at each other and said, this is an amazing thing, because we never would have done this naturally, but we all shook our head and said, we've grown up. And we want young people to grow up. And I speak a lot to seniors on you choose how you age. Like I just got done this afternoon speaking to a group on you choose how you want to go out. And if you want your excuses and you want that big fat gut and tell everybody, you know, I'm not pregnant, but I spent a lot of money growing it and, you know, all the stuff, that's fine. But don't complain when you can't spend your 401k and you can't do retirement because you've let your body go and now you can't do the vacations with the money that you saved. Don't complain.
Right.
It seems
100%.
Really stupid to me. If you're going to invest your money in stocks and bonds and 401ks, if you're going to invest in your future, then why don't you invest in your health so you can enjoy your future?
Right. No, that's true. Yep.
Do both.
Yep.
So I have a lot of with my age group. Go ahead.
So what would you say is a transformational moment that changed your life and put you on the path to what you're doing today?
I think that story I told you about in high school. When everyone said it was impossible, don't even show up. And that laid a foundation stone. Like when I read Sports Illustrated back in 1979 about this, the toughest endurance race in the world, and it was just newly coined Ironman. I read that thing in SI laying on my dorm floor, and I showed it to everybody in my dorm, and they said, "That's stupid. I mean, you don't even think about it." And you know, that's when we were still drinking beers, and guys were showing up in costumes, and it wasn't even much of a, it was a dare where you bring your A game, best man win kind of thing. My year, Sports Illustrated wrote the article, and then Wide World of Sports came and did it. And when I saw that, again, because of high school, because of pararescue, when I saw that, I said, I can do that. I can train for that. I can figure that thing out. And everybody I went to, groupthink, groupspeak, don't even do it, Owens, you're stupid. I said, okay. So I went and trained the way I thought I could train. And when I finished year number three, when there was only 100 of us, and there's only two of us left in the world today that did Honolulu and Kona, when I pulled that off, and then the newspaper came along and the TV stuff, how did you do that? I said, first of all, you got to get away from groupthink. If you listen to mediocre people, you'll be mediocre. Mediocre and average hangs with mediocre and average. But overcoming people don't hang with mediocre and average people. They think differently.
100%.
And I got to get away from normal people to be with big thinking people. And so I told the newspaper back in 1980, you know, all you guys live in this little box of you can and can't do. But that's not what you should do. You should say, what would be? What if, like David Goggins would say, what if? And that's what I want to do. I want to live in a what-if world, not it makes sense not even to try.
Wow.
Make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I love that we got to get rid of the group think because, you know, low hangs out with low and, you know, high hangs out with high. I guess, you know, I'm fascinated by how many times it comes back to Jim Rohn saying you are the average of the five people that you hang around.
I go further. I say this. I will show you your future. You show me your friends. You show me your checkbook. And you show me where you spend your free time. And I'll tell you where you'll be in 5 years. Because losers hang with losers. And winners hang with winners. And excuse-minded people hang with excuse-minded people. And average people hang with average people. And so you show me your friends, your groupthink. You show me what's valuable to you, which is where you spend your money. And you show me where you spend your time and stuff, and I'll show you because I'm not a rocket scientist. Monkeys, you know, are together, and birds of a feather flock together, and it's
right.
Not hard. So if you want to be in jail with your jail friends, you know, or if you want to be with drinkers, be with drinkers. If you want to be with liars, hang with liars. You know, alcoholics love drinkers. So you just have to do that, and Jim Rohn is correct. But I just take it a little bit further because your money shows what's valuable to you and and your friends and your time. So it's not hard. I do that with my five children. You know, I'd say every time you bring a friend home, I'm going to be looking at them because they represent you. So
love
I'm just going to watch you. Show me your friends. Show me who you're hanging with.
Right. Yep, absolutely. I used to hang out with low-level people, and I lived a low-level life. I used to hang out with mediocre people, and I lived a mediocre life. And that's just what happens. So
yeah, for me, it was such a I had to retrain my brain to not think the way that was so normal for me to think. When the moment I woke up in the morning, I would think normal thoughts. You know, I'd think their group speak thoughts. I would think my feelings. How do I feel today? Like, who really cares? Just do it, you know. And I had to work on mental transformation, and that was really a challenge, which meant that I had to work on emotional transformation, meaning. I really don't care how I feel. I have to do what I have to do, whether it's put money in the bank or I got to get up and go to work or whatever. I have to say my feelings do not matter. I'm not an emotion-based person. I'm a conviction-based, principle-based person. And if you do what's right, you'll feel good. If you wait to feel it, you may never do it. So it just takes work on my part to grow as a person. And I work with corporate people or business folks or whoever, I say, are you willing to put in the pain time to change the way your excuses always come out? and they look at
Perfect.
Me like I'm from another planet. And I say, you know, I know you guys. I am one of you guys. I like you guys. I got problems just like
right.
you. I got issues. But my excuses don't cut it for me because I know too much.
Yeah. Wow.
What are you thinking?
So using your transformational moment and your why, how are you now elevating the world around you?
It's a great question. I have a mission, and my mission is my business plan. My business plan is from 60 to 90. When most folks have a business plan that's winding down at 60, I have a new business
right.
plan from 60 to 90. And my
Love
60
it.
To 90 business plan is to impact as many over 50-year-olds and under 50-year-olds in this world with my concept of you can do more than you think you can if you'll just stop being an excuse-minded person. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that around the world in 30 nations till I drop over dead someplace. And I'm having more fun than I ever thought I could have. And some people just think I'm nuts. And I think it's fun to be nuts. I worked really hard to get like this.
Right.
This did not come easy. I paid a lot of price, you know, in special ops.
Yeah.
And based out of mud puddles,
Jeez.
Running marathons to come up with, I'm different. I've worked hard to get here. And thank
right,
you.
100%.
Much, you know?
Yeah,
so that's what I want to do from 60 to 90. And I do it. I have so much fun in high schools or colleges or sports teams or, you know, like right now I'm being a senior mentor in pararescue and special ops training. And they bring me down to Lackland Air Force Base and they say, Mr. Mm-hmm. Owens, will you please live with the kids? And there's 165 beds in the bay. And I go live in a bed with those guys here and fart all night and laugh and joke and stuff. And I'm the old guy. And they go, Mr. Owens, can we talk? And then they pull me off one by one. They want to talk, and they want to talk about their issues, their father, their mother, their family, their fears. And I just get to father and be a good old guy to these young kids because they're such great kids. And they just need
that.
Someone to help process with them on their stuff. And I love to do that. I mean, I should pay them to do that because I have so much fun working with these guys.
That's so cool.
And now they all call me and they email me, you know, from all these different places around the world. Hey, Mr. Owens. I say, hey, you've really done well since I saw you last. Or how'd that go? Or did you ever get those underwaters down? Or, you know, how's that position,
yeah.
assistant position? It used to be it's just fun. I feel like a grandfather that's having a great time.
Mm. Oh, that's amazing. So does that fuel you to do all of the Ironmans and all the other things that you've done? Is that – like where do you – I'm trying to understand, like, I mean, I've got grandparents and you're running Ironmans. I'm in the military. I do, you know, the workouts and the different things. And I've ran some, some 5Ks and 10Ks. I've done this stuff, you know, but I'm like, I'm half your age and you'd probably crush me in an Ironman.
Joe DeSena from the Spartan Games, the founder of Spartan Games, he looked at
yeah.
me and he goes, Owens, what's with you? He says, you
yeah.
do stuff that most young people wouldn't even attempt to do. And I go, Joe,
right.
they aren't having as much fun as I am. If they were having as much fun, and my real point is, how can I speak to young people if I'm not being a role model?
Mm-hmm.
And I say to them, if I can do what I can do at my age, and I'm only an average guy, I'm not some
mm-hmm.
stud. I'm not some super champion guy. If I can do it my age, what I can do, then why can't you at your age suck it up and find a way to deal and let's grow? And they look at me and they say, okay, how do I do that? And I just
yep.
talk to them. And so I want to stay in the game. I want to be my own experiment. I want to be relevant and do my own experiment and see how I can go. And then I have some goals. You know, I have some 70-year-old goals and some 80-year-old goals. Not because I don't want to retire. I just don't want to be like all those other retirees that don't have purpose.
Purpose. Yes. Yes.
Jerry West the other day on Colin Cowherd's program said, I am the most fortunate man in the world because every morning at 80 years old, I get up and I have purpose. When my generation doesn't have purpose, I get to make winning basketball teams, you know, like the Warriors. I get to shape young basketball players, and every day when I get out of bed at 80, I'm thrilled because I'm still contributing and in the game. I had lunch 2 weeks ago with John Urbanchek, that U.S. Olympic swim coach that used to be my high school coach, and I said, John, you're 83. are you going to retire? He said, retire? Are you kidding me? I'm having more fun than I've ever had in my life. I travel around the world in as a representative for USA Swimming. I'm the mediator for USA Swimming going to Tokyo in the Olympics. Why would I retire when I'm having so much fun? And the sad part is that so many people at 30 or 40 and 50, they don't have a purpose. They haven't found their why yet. They haven't found that thing that rocks their world, and they say, I would do this for free. Matter of fact, I cry thinking about doing things. I'm so excited. And when someone, like with Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life, when you find your purpose, find your gifting, find your gift mix, then life, if you can get in that lane, then life can get really exciting. And I don't go to work ever. I just have fun. I'm doing my thing. I'm encouraging people. I'm training folks. I'm encouraging people. I'm seeing people change. And I just get so happy to just be doing that. And I get to do that the rest of my life, whether I'm called a retiree or not. So that's why I do it. I don't feel like it's a big deal. When I go work out, like today, I just got off a run. I didn't go run to run. I went to work. I went because I'm investing in my brand. And my brand is I'm going to stay in the game. No one made me go run today. I said, I got to invest in my future. And so I'm going to invest. And after that, I'll go do something nice, you know?
That's
make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't like running at all, you know, but it's one of those things that you got to do, you know, but I'm like, cause every time I'm like, oh, I gotta go do PT. And I'm like I hate, like, I don't mind doing some weights or, you know, playing football or, you know, baseball or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just something about running. I don't understand it, you know? And, I feel amazing afterwards.
I don't like running either.
Yeah.
I don't like it either. I never have. Like
but you do it because you're investing.
Yeah, because it isn't whether I like to eat this or I like to run this. I do it because it's part of the game plan, and I always feel better afterwards. I mean, when the guy said to me, hey, Owens, you think you're hot? Why don't you do 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents? And I laughed, and I said, I make running look like a workout. I'm not a runner. I'm a Sunday jogger. I only do marathons when I have to. I do marathons because they're stuck in an Ironman. Outside of that, I don't want to do marathons. I don't like to run. And this guy said, I dare you, Owens, to run 7 marathons in 7 days. And I said, I'll just rip up the continent. He said, will you train for that? I said, he said, you have 6 weeks. And I went, oh, thank God I was in shape from Kokoro. And thank God I just got out of the Ironman. And so I just went online and did research and figured a strategy on how to do it. And I figured out how to survive myself and do it. And people said, you must just be a runner. And I go, I hated every moment of it.
but that'd be me.
Every step was another step towards being epic, you know, and doing something legendary. And it was just one step closer to being done.
And wow.
You find a different reason what to do.
As I'm listening, I'm like, so first of all, I'd have to even Google. Here's how much I don't like running. I'd have to Google how long a marathon is just to know how long a marathon is. I have no idea.
Well, it's 26.3.
26.3 miles. You have to run 26 miles a day for 7 days.
Some people really like it. Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine?
Some people really like it. Oh, gosh. I run 5 miles, and I'm like, oh, I'm so done. I don't want to do this anymore. Have you ever done the here's just something that you would get a kick out of. Have you ever done the death march? Have you done that one?
You know, I haven't. I haven't, and I have no real zeal to do it. But I'll tell you something. That first thing that you read off, that running across Greece – that, you remember the movie 300?
I do.
Well, that was a reenactment of King Leonidas and his men going from Sparta to Thermopylae, where they had that suicidal encounter with the Persians.
Wow.
And the legend has it that they did 238 miles. And we did that as a Navy SEAL fundraiser for the guys that died in Benghazi. So the Navy SEAL that did this thing, they went and raised funds for the families and the children of the 4 contractors that died with the ambassador. And they said, hey, Owen, you know, and I said, yeah, I want to do that. So we wanted to do a warrior march for our fallen warriors and raise money. And I raised money for pararescue guys, and they raised money for those four families. Well,
yep.
That thing was up mountain. So like when you climb out of Sparta the first day, it was a 6-hour ascent, 6-hour climb up a mountain, then a 4-hour run down the other side. And what we had to do is we had time every day, a certain time we had to cover 30 miles a day for eight straight days. And I did that to see if I could do the 777, which should be easier if I could do the 8 at 30 miles a day. Anyway, mm-hmm. we had to speed walk up those mountains. And there's a reason why it was called the Bataan Death March, because yeah. speed walking is a completely different animal than walking. And our mm-hmm. bodies were not trained for speed walking. Hips, ankles, knees, the way you roll your foot. And so when you're yep. speed walking 8 days and then running down the other side of the mountain, that's a whole nother world. And we all looked at each other. There's a guy called Iron Cowboy. He did 50 Ironmans in 50 states in 50 days in a row. And Iron Jeez. Cowboy was there with the Navy SEAL guys, and he said, everyone needs a stupid one on their resume. And we just looked at each other and said, this is so stupid. Just let us get to Thermopylae and die, you know? This thing is hard.
Oh,
hot weather, God. Heat, all this stuff. But the point was that you're right. Some people really like it. Some people can do it. Some people are gifted at it. When you do the 777, for the listeners, they'd like this. There are the 3-hour marathon guys, and they're like, you know, they're smoking it.
Yeah.
Then there's the 4-hour guys. Then there's the 5-hour guys. Then there's the 6-hour guys. And then there's the wounded. And the wounded is anybody after 6 hours that is just trying to survive. Except for in my year, the guy that did it that was the hero of the whole thing was a guy with Parkinson's. And he dragged his right arm and his right leg the whole 7 marathons. His name is Brett Parker, and Brett's the president of the New York City Bar Association. He's on the Michael J. Fox Parkinson's
mm-hmm.
And we said, Brett, why are you doing this? He said, because I'm not going to let Parkinson steal my life. I am going
wow.
to keep pressing. And we cried. When he finished, we just all said, dude, you're the one.
That's amazing.
But anyway, the point was you have different kinds of people, and they run different speeds, and some like it and some don't.
Wow. Hey, man, this is incredible. I feel like we have so much more to talk about. But we're just about out of time. But I want to invite you back. I'm going to the Spartan Race World Championship in Lake Tahoe, September 26th, 27th, 28th. I'm going to be part of the media team, and Life Transformation Radio is going to be covering the event. So I'm going to mention to those guys that I had you on the show, but I want to have you on the show right after that so we can kind of compare stories a little bit, because I'm going to run 13 miles of it, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Just remember, you got some altitude there at Squaw.
Yeah.
So you're going to start
yep.
your bottom. Your base of your 13-mile run is going to start you at about 5,000 to 6,000 feet. That's where I used to ski.
Yep.
And so have fun.
Yeah. So here's what I want to do. I want to give the listeners a chance to connect with you. So give me 15 to 30 seconds. How can they get a hold of you? Where can they find you? What do you want them to know?
You know, if they would like me to come in and encourage their group or talk on leadership development or mental toughness, my website is Robert Hamilton Owens, Hamilton like the stage play, roberthamiltonowens.com. And all my information's there. And then let me say this in closing, all of you that are listening in the 70 nations, if you like this or like something about it, would you please text or write or email Sean and say, this is what I liked about this program, so that Sean can understand more about his listeners. And so it would be beneficial mm-hmm. for me. The way you can help me is by talking to Sean and sharing with Sean what you got out of this program. That'd be great.
I love it. Contact him at Facebook and LinkedIn. It's right there in the show notes, and go to roberthamiltonowens.com. Robert, thank you so much for being an amazing guest today on Life Transformation Radio.
Sean, you're a good guy. Thanks so much.
All right. Life Transformation Radio listeners, you heard it. Connect with Robert. He's doing incredible, incredible things. As we close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.